Tuesday. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today,
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today,
this is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy down in my heart, today, today.
Good morning, brothers and sisters around the world. Welcome to our Saturday Sunday School. This is actually the last time we'll be doing this over the radio. It'll be in person from now on, as announced by good old Pastor O. So we're actually going to finish 2 Thessalonians today, going into chapter 3. Before we get started, let us pray. Lord, we thank you for a brand new day. We thank you for joy. We thank you for the love that you've shown us constantly despite us. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to fellowship in your word. Pray, Lord, that you will help us to get what we need out of this passage today. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. 2 Thessalonians, starting in verse 1. It says, "Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we ask you to pray for us. Pray that the Lord's message will spread rapidly and be honored wherever it goes, just as when it came to you." So right now, at this part, Paul is asking for a request for prayer that the church at Thessalonica would pray for Paul, Timothy, Silas as they move forward, you know, spreading the gospel, the good news that Jesus lived, he died, and he rose from the grave to pay for our sins. So he's asking for prayer, and he's asking that it would spread rapidly and be honored wherever it goes, just as when it came. And that's something that we should be focused on, and I always enjoy reading about Paul, because Paul was serious about spreading the word, spreading the gospel, and God's agenda, his kingdom agenda, throughout the world. You know, that's ultimately what Paul worked for and labored, you know, time and time again. Despite whatever he was going through, he was serious about getting that word spread around the world. And we should be too, and we have the means and opportunities, like even with Blog Talk Radio, we reach multiple countries around the world. So, and we have the technology to do so. Paul didn't, but he still stuck to the mission, and we should as well. Amen. Amen. Verse 2 says that we will be rescued from wicked and evil people For not everyone is a believer. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. Paul right here is simply asking for prayer from evil and wicked people. You know, Satan is always on the job. He's always going to, you know, do what he does. Those demons are going to do what they do. They're going to be people that despise you simply because you mentioned Jesus. You know, and back then they had serious persecution issues because they faced it. You know, us today, not so much. You may have somebody talking about you, but at least they're not trying to take your life because you proclaim Jesus. So back then, they were asking sincere protection and prayer for protection from evil and wicked people. And it says, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. We know that to be Satan. And we know, I think it's Ephesians chapter 6, where it talks about the armor, putting on the whole armor of God. Because the reality is that spiritually, there's always warfare. It's always going on. And on earth, there's warfare. I mean, we know that, not just in the physical, but in the spiritual, things happening that we are not aware of, but we should understand, based upon what the word says, we need to always have our armor on so that we could aggressively advance the kingdom of God and his agenda. Amen? Amen. Verse 4 goes on to say, and we are confident in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we commanded you. May the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God and the patient endurance that comes from Christ. So Paul is encouraging them, knowing that, hey, saying that, you know, we're confident that you're going to do the Lord's work and the Lord's will, and he's going to continue to look out for you and remember what we taught you, you know, because it's a reason why, again, Paul, Timothy, Silas, they went around, you know, trying to empower and encourage other believers so that they too would be inspired and encouraged to go on and spread the gospel throughout the world. So they were serious about that. You know, again, that was the whole mission, and it should be ours, you know. And verse 5 goes on to say, may the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God. So if you love the Lord, you will keep his commands. You will tell others about Jesus. You will become an evangelist, someone who seeks to convert folks to Christianity. You know, you will be a soldier on the battlefield for the Lord. That's something that you will do if you love the Lord. And it starts by you getting into his word so that you can have an understanding of what it is he's called you to do. Amen. And the patient endurance that comes from Christ. We're going to have tough times, you know, in this life. We're going to have trials and tribulations. The word promises that. However, we should be patient and we should have endurance, long suffering, one of the fruits of the Spirit. We should always display the fruits of the Spirit because we are God's children. And that comes from Christ. We're plugged in because of our elder brother, and I'm so thankful for that. Amen? Amen. Verse 6 says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, we give you this command in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay away from all believers who live idle lives and don't follow the tradition they receive from us. So Paul is strictly addressing, there were people in the church of Thessalonica who believed that since the Lord is coming back, that, you know, they should quit their jobs. They should just relax, you know, and just wait on the Lord. And what happened is a lot of them got off into, you know, mess, you know, gossip, being idle, being lazy. And he was warning them against that, saying, stay away from those believers who do that. And don't, you know, if you have that much free time, there's always something to do for the Lord. I remember when I first got into corrections, an older veteran agent told me, he said, listen, there's always something to do in corrections. And that's the same thing in the body of Christ. There's always something to do. If you're getting caught up in the rumors and hearsay and all of that stuff, you got too much time on your hands. And usually too much time on our hands as humans is not good, whether we're children or senior citizens. So they were having problems with that in the church of Thessalonica, and Paul was warning against that, saying stay away from them because we got plenty of work to do in the body of Christ. Verse 7 says, for you know that you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you. We never accepted food from anyone without paying for it. We worked hard day and night so we would not be a burden to any of you. So Paul is touching based on the fact that provided a positive example for you because we worked hard day and night. We spread the gospel. We paid for our food. We didn't lean solely on the church to solve all our problems. You know, we basically came in and did the work that we needed to do, and we have to move on, but we want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to do as we did. And we should be off into that as Christians. Remember, there are so many people that need Jesus. And there are so many people that have already accepted Jesus and live and walk and talk with Jesus. So we should be positive examples for those who are not saved. We should be like little farmers walking the earth, planting seeds, and watching the actual, you know, the chief farmer, the boss, come behind us and fertilize and water the seed. But we have the simplest part. The Lord has already tilled the ground. He's already prepared for that seed to be received so that it can grow up properly. That's what Paul, Timothy, and Silas did with the church of Thessalonica. Amen? Amen. Verse 9 says, we certainly had the right to ask you to feed us, but we wanted to give you an example to follow. Even while we were with you, we gave you this command. Those unwilling to work will not get to eat. Again, specifically at this church. And I dare to say that that's still a problem in the body of Christ today. I'm bored. You know, I hear that. I got teenagers. I'm bored. I'm bored. And my response is always the same. There's plenty for you to do. If you need me to lay it out for you, I will. Because I can always think of something that needs to be done, you know. And if you get, you know, too indignant, then maybe you can wash windows. Maybe you can wipe these walls down. Maybe you can clean these baseboards. See, that's old school cleaning. You know, my people, they didn't play that. You know, you cleaned up after yourself and you didn't live no pigsty. So it's always... something to do. And then, you know, if it got too bad, then, you know, Grandma Bunny would have us out in the yard pulling weeds, you know, not digging them out, pulling them by hand. So it's always something to do, brothers and sisters, especially in the body of Christ, you know. And then if you underemployed, then, you know, maybe you need to find something else to do. Maybe you need to volunteer. Maybe you do need to get active. But the last thing you need to be is lazy or idle when there's plenty in the body of Christ to be done. And that's what he was trying to get the church at Thessalonica to understand. Don't be like them. Come on, we just waiting on the Lord. No, the Lord wants you to wait on him. He can come back any given time. But he wants you to be diligent about doing his work. so that he won't find you lacking or chilling or doing something you ain't got no business doing. You'll be about his business, and it'll be a lifestyle. You know, me being who I am, I have three jobs, so me and lazy folks probably don't even speak the same language. We don't get it. You know, we don't get each other, and that's okay. But I'm going to always, you know, keep it moving, especially for Christ, because it's serious. I mean, so many people are leaving this earth so in volumes, high volumes. So we have plenty of work to do. Verse 11 says, "Yet we hear that some of you are living idle lives, refusing to work, and meddling in other people's business. We command such people and urge them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and work to earn their own living." You know, that's one of my favorite verses in the Bible where it talks about leading a quiet life, working with your own hands and minding your own business. When I saw that, you know, my mom, you know, used to say that, and other adults in my village, "Hey, you need to mind your own business." You know, I didn't know until I was an adult that was actually a word that they were sharing with me. And that's something that we need to be about. We have plenty to do. If you take the time to analyze the things in your life and talk to the Lord and get with the Lord on the things you need to work on and you need to be about, I'm almost certain you won't have time to be in other folks' business. And it says it right here. Hey, Paul is saying, look, settle down, get on earning your own living. Mind your own business and not being in other folks' affairs. It's okay if folks invite you into their business because they want you to pray for them. They want you some advice. They need an ear to bend, or whatever the case may be, that's fine. You know, we should help each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. However, I got my own business to tend to. You know, I do, you know, and the Lord has plenty of work for his soldiers to do and to carry out on his behalf. And it doesn't include gossiping and backbiting and being all up in other folks' business and you not even invited. Amen? Amen. And it says in verse 13, "As for the rest of you, dear brothers and sisters, never get tired of doing good." One thing I really appreciate about my relationship with the Lord is he constantly encourages me and energizes me and instructs me day in and out. And he will give me rest. He will deal with me when I get to thinking too much and I'm supposed to be going to sleep. He will do all of that. So I don't have an excuse about getting tired or not doing good. And us as his children, we should always be encouraged to do what's good. Amen. Verse 14 says, "Take note of those who refuse to obey what we say in this letter. Stay away from them, so they will be ashamed. Don't think of them as enemies, but warn them as you would a brother or a sister." Again, we're not going to always agree on methods or theories or practical things. We're going to disagree. But we should do so as brothers and sisters. There are going to be some people that don't have the same calling as you, that don't have the same relationship with Jesus that you do. And that's their business. But we need to learn how to handle each other as brothers and sisters versus enemies. You know, that's too much work in the wrong direction. It really is. And at the end of the day, if it's about bringing more people into the body of Christ, more brothers and sisters into the family, then we have to treat each other as brothers and sisters so that we can attract other brothers and sisters into the body of Christ. Our brother went to the cross for us. That ain't love and respect. I don't don't know what is. And he's still working on our behalf, interceding at the right hand of the Father. So he gave us a positive example to follow. Paul, Timothy, and Silas were serious about providing a good example for others to follow. We should do that too. These examples are not for us to just read and be like, oh, that sounds good. No, they're for us to put into practice in our daily lives. Amen. Verse 16 says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all. Here is my greeting in my own handwriting, Paul. I do this in all my letters to prove they are for me. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. That final greeting, even in itself, was lovely. You know, the Lord of peace himself, may he give you peace at all times in every situation. Again, we're going to have trials and tribulations. We're going to experience chaos at times. The Lord is always there to be the calm in the middle of the storm. So no matter what we go through, no matter what they went through, because they were facing serious persecution, life or death situations, just for the proclaiming the name of the Lord. We don't face that. However, there's spiritual wickedness in high places. So there's plenty of work to be done. There's a lot of people who aren't saved on earth, so we have a job to do. So regardless of what we go through, we should know that we do have peace all wrapped up in the Lord. I've been in life or death situations. And I felt the peace of the Lord. I've been in highly stressful situations. I felt the peace of the Lord is real, is true, is tangible. So, brothers and sisters, we need to be encouraged, just like Paul encouraged in this letter, the Church of Thessalonica, to spread the gospel, the good news, that Jesus lived, he died, and he rose from the grave to pay for all of our sins. And I'm so thankful he did so. That concludes 2 Thessalonians. So let us pray, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to visit this passage and to walk through it with you. I pray, Lord, that it was carefully handled and that someone received something from it. And I say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Jonathan. That was a good lesson. And we just thank you for the lessons in 2 Thessalonians. that was a good lesson. I like the when you talk about the old days when we were raised. And, you know, you said you talked about being a positive example for others to see. But I think people closing their eyes and they don't want to see. And then They like you said, it's always something to do. And like you said, your children are always talking about being idle, and they're bored and things like that. Never ever got bored. Never got bored. And like you said, the windows got washed, the walls got washed, and we even had to paint back then. Never bored.
Right.
Yeah, I had to go out and play. So we were never bored, so I don't know where all that comes from, but that was a good lesson. It is always something to do. Yeah, I know where you came from. Mm-hmm. Because we had some white walls, that's for sure. If it was some dirt on them, we had to clean them.
Absolutely.
So I don't know, these kids, these young folks don't know much about working these days, because it is always something to do. I know my neighbor, Mr. King, back in the day, you know, he was ailing and getting older, and I would say, hey there, Mr. King, you know, he said, I said, what you doing, how you doing? He said, I'm working on it. You know, I said, well, as long as you're working on it, you always got some work to do, you know. So that's right, it's always work to do. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and one other thing, when I talk to young people and they go and get jobs, and I don't know where they get this idea of part-time from. They just want to start part-time. Do you know where that comes from? It's always, I'm working part-time. I'm like, part-time, where did you get that from? There's no such thing as some part-time. You have to go in and work.
Right. Work the whole time.
The whole time, they just want to work part-time. And I'm like, where did that come from? You know, I don't think it came from us because, like you say, you got three jobs. I got three jobs, four jobs. We are never sitting. It's always,
right.
And it's always something to do because once you finish working, then you got to come home and work. You know, and if you got kids, you got to work with that. It's always something to do. So that's a good lesson, and that sounds like a good sermon as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't put that one on me. I'm gonna pass that one off to Pastor.
It is always what to do. It is always something to do. You can't even get no sleep. It's always something. You even work in your sleep.
Right.
Yeah, and it's important. What are we going to do for God before we leave here? Yeah, and it's always something to do. Yes,
yes
it is.
Indeed.
Well, there's that sermon. You better get it together. Start writing.
I'm praying about it.
Excellent sermon. I want more of that. I want more. It's just so real, you know. That's just good home talk. I'm bored. I ain't never used that word. I'm bored. I love it. Always something to do. Okay, well, thanks, Jonathan.
You're welcome.
Second Thessalonians, that's just some good old home talk. And, you know, as always, we appreciate you. And, have the best day ever.
You too. Thank you.
And, I know how you feel about your mom, so you have a good Mother's Day tomorrow.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate
she'll
it.
She'll be heavy on your mind. Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
She gave you some of that good old fashioned love.
Oh, yes,
washing
indeed.
The windows and the walls and the painting. Gave you those good work ethics. Yes, sir. Yeah. So that's if you don't think about it, think about it. And that's one way to think about it. Boy, she left me with something.
Oh, definitely.
That's for sure.
I agree.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Well, thank you. Nice talking to
all
you.
Right.
Good lesson.
Take care.
Great day. Okay.
You too.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Get your coffee, your tea, your cookies, your crumpets. And after this song, we will start our morning service. All right.
To come to the one who sits on the throne.
glory, honor, and power. Praise his name. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Running for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Running for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly. And we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer. And at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe is vital. And the word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we are reading from 2 Corinthians verses 6 through 10 and 14 through 21. That is 2 Corinthians 6 through 10 and 14 through 21. It is titled, We Are God's Ambassadors. Powerful. And here reads the word. So, we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please him. For we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for us, for all, we also believe that we have all died in our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sin against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead. Come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, doers of his great and mighty word. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We thank you and to fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. Lord, we just thank you for life, love, fellowship, and friendship, Lord. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people, and that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey and be blessed by the word. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and the preached word lifts up Jesus so that all those who are lost will be found by you. Dear Father, we thank you. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask all these blessings, and we are so grateful. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Amen? All right. So now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Give you all of me. Give you. have all you can. Sing, have all of me. Sing, have all of me. Tell them I'm yours. I give you all of me. Give you all of me. Give you all of me. Now connect your heart with your mouth. You can have all of me. Have all of me. Have all. Say, I'm yours. Cry out a sound of surrenderance tonight. Come on, I won't feed it to you. Our prayer tonight is that's our heart's cry. It sounds great, put some music, but it doesn't matter if it's not in your heart. It means nothing if you just say it with your mouth. So tonight my prayer is that you match your confession with your heart's posture. God, tonight as we cry out, God, you can have all of me. God, we expose every hidden thing. Every secret thing, every dirty thing we don't want anyone to see. God, tonight we give it to you. Yes, you can have all of us. Have all of us. Have all of us. Sing, I'm yours. I'm yours. Sing, I give you all. Give you all of me. Give you all.
Amen. Amen. Hope you were singing along. Hope you were wherever you are alone with the Lord and letting him know that I'm going to give you all of me. I'm going to surrender all of me. I will not allow any person, place, thing, or thought to stand in your place. I'm going to give you all of me. And you know why we want to give the Lord all of us? Because of the love that he has given us. I mean, who else would give up their son who never did anything wrong for everybody else who always do everything wrong? Amen. God did. He loves us. I'm just trying to say to you, I don't know about you, but I never, ever knew a love like this.
Come on, right here.
It was the blood.
Shed on Calvary, come on.
Repay.
Come on.
I can never repay the debt he paid for me.
Come on. I smile while I pray.
Cause I'm as happy as I can be.
man, I know you agree. Never knew love like this before. We can love each other. We're supposed to. Jesus said, love ye one another like I've loved you. And we work at it real hard, but sometimes we just don't add up, right? But we have never, I'm sure you've never experienced a love like the love of God. Amen. Looks past all our faults, sees all our needs and meets them, and holds us up in the midst of every single storm and brings us through with victory just so we can glorify him by telling somebody else what God did for us. Amen. Amen. That makes us look at trouble in a different way, but I ain't going to get into my sermon. It's Mother's Day coming up tomorrow. Y'all, we celebrating mothers. Amen. I got this song here. It's an old song. It's by the Intruders. Amen. Some of y'all probably like, who is that? Amen. It's a really old song, but the words will never die out. The song simply says, I will always love my mama. And you know why I love my mama so much and my father? Because in tandem, in one day, both of them got together and brought me across the line. They brought me to Jesus. Amen. So I'll always love my mama.
gang walk, baby.
Man, was we crazy?
Yeah, man. Send me back to the other fellas, Louis Sonny.
They drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You was out on it, man.
Oh, better, better day. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal a hubcap off the car.
What you talking about? Batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen. And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what color was you coming today?
That's just the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bam!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's mom.
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all on us.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Phil, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
he was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah. My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I thought when your mommy cooked them good home cooked bits today.
The green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
Right. Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. Always love my mama. You only get one. You only get one. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Pastor. Always. You took us there. And we just thank you for those blessings and songs and faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Thank you. Which takes us to time to talk to God. The only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Associate Pastor Terrence Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
When you pray,
With this sacred time to pray to you, and not only to pray to you, but to listen to the answers you will give us to our prayer, Lord. We pray for those who are sick today, and that they will be healed of whatever infirmities they have. Father, you said in your word in 1 Peter 5:7, cast no cares upon me because I'm the only one who cared for you. Because the devil is like a lion roaring about seeking whom he may devour. Father, if we seek your face with our prayer requests,
you will give us the power to overcome every power of the enemy, Father. We pray for our leaders today. We pray for all our leaders all around the world that they will seek your face before they do the work that you call them to do. Father, don't just let them do, don't just give them the work to do in their own way, but give them the work that you've given them to do in your way, in the way you want them done, Father. Father, we pray for the motherless. We pray for the ones that lost mothers today. Give them the peace that they need to know where their mother is. And if they are not in Christ, Father, give the motherless who aren't in Christ a spirit to want you today, because you are a mother to the motherless. Father, we pray for the president today. Give him the guidance to run his country the way you want it run. Father, because Washington needs your guidance. But not only do they need your guidance, but they need your deliverance. Father, you say it in Jeremiah 33:3, call on me in a time of need, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things that haven't been done yet. Father, you tell us in Philippians 4:6-7, you said, my prayer and petition and with thanksgiving to make our requests known unto you. Father, our prayer requests don't get answered by us just holding our prayers in, but our prayer requests get answered by us giving them to you, Father, and not only giving them to you, but by us waiting on the answer. See, Father, you said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal this land. Father, yes, our land needs to be healed, Father, but our land can't be healed until we turn to you, the ultimate healer. Our land can't be fixed until we turn to you. So, Father, we ask as a collective body that you give us the desire to turn to you, and that you fill us up with your will, fill us up with your power to do the work that you have given us to do in the way that you want us to do it. Because, Father, like Donovan said, We are ambassadors for Christ. There is work to do, and the work that you called us to do can't be done in the earth until we release ourselves from ourselves and give ourselves totally to you. Father, we pray for the preacher who is bringing the word. Father, fill him up with your spiritual wisdom so that we can be fed your word the way you want us to be fed your word. Father, move him completely out of the way. Have your way in his spirit. And bless him to be an ambassador for you, because he worked for you and you called him to preach the word. So, Father, as I close this prayer, we just ask that you have your way. And, Father, we also ask that the body of Christ relinquish their problems to you, because you say it in Philippians 4, you said, if you will pray, don't worry. If you don't worry about anything, don't pray about everything. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Terrence Tate, for praying and making our request known to God. We appreciate you and have a great day. All right. So far, we are having a great time this morning with more to come. I want to just say happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers around the world. You know, we appreciate you, and you know, a mother's work is never done. And thank you. And thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Amen? All right. Hey. Okay. Time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. The next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing following this song selection is our very own shepherd, the awesome Pastor Gerald Marshall Overall. Pastor, prepare to receive Gerald Marshall Overall, Pastor O, as he come in his own way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord.
Yo, here we are. Let us bow down before the Lord God, our Maker. Let's get intimate, yo. Let's worship Him.
Cast down my crown to worship you in spirit and truth. As I see you on the throne, I see your train fills the roof. I'm on bended knees, hands extended, closed eyes. Holy, holy, holy is Lord the Most High. What with me? I'm a man with unclean lips. And I live amongst the people who's on the same trip. Then when Sarah flew to me with coal in his hands, he touched me on my lips, said I was a brand new man. As the foundation shook, he's asking, who shall he send? I said, send me, Lord, I'll commit to faithful men. Sometimes, Lord, I feel like I don't give you enough to count of pure joy, to persevere when times get tough. So I'll keep a concentrated relationship fixed on you. I keep my eyes to the hills so I can have a right view. I stand in awe of you, how you measure the earth with the palm of your hand, and yet and still you want to be friends with such an unclean man. So like John, I fall prostrate on this island of life. I worship you, recognizing you in power and might, glory and light, eternal in sight, blameless and right, creator of life, thief in the night, Jesus the Christ.
I see the Lord seated on the
evidence. The fact that you're invisible to me is irrelevant. I know your heaven sent straight to the virgin birth. Gave me a second chance even after man's curse. A third, a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth. You wore my crown of thorns. You took my licks as they spit in your face. Off the cross of sin and you embraced. Now I understand what's the meaning of grace. I war against the flesh. Can't wait till the day that you come. Cause every day I'm rewriting Psalm 51. From the weak to the dumb. You make us shine like pearls. Got a new engagement. Broke up with that girl named World. The relationship wasn't fruitful. I was Satan's pupil. They told me you was an unfair God. I believe those lies. I know the truth now. Cause you've been fair since creation. Man failing and you gave man emancipation. I know the saying, one sin can make man fall. But with one drop of blood, he can save us all. I'm a living sacrifice. I lay my life upon the altar. I pray to have faith that don't forsake you like a martyr. I have a desire, that's to know you more. I have no choice to live holy, cause I see the Lord.
Oh,
earth is full of his glory, and the foundations of the threshold tremble at the voice of him who called out. While the temple was filled with smoke, I said to myself, woe is me, for I am ruined, because I'm a man with unclean lips, and I live amongst the people with unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one seraphim flew to me with burning coals in his hands. He touched me on my lips. He said, my iniquity is taken away and my sins forgiven. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Send me.
Amen, and good morning. And happy Mother's Day weekend to you. I know tomorrow is officially Mother's Day, but want to go ahead and I might not see you tomorrow. Amen. You might not be in our in-person service at Running for Christ Ministry, so I want to wish each and every one of you a happy Mother's Day. And those of you who are like me, whose mothers have gone on to heaven, amen, live out what they taught you. They taught you about Jesus, then trust Jesus. They are just fine. And in heaven, they don't have birthdays, Mother's Days, and all them kind of days. They did all that on earth. And the Bible tells us in Revelation 14, around verse 13, they shall rest from their labors and their works. You know, that stuff they did for us that we love so much and respect them so much for. We'll follow them. Amen. So we thank God for all mothers today, those who have already done the job and gone to heaven, and for those who are yet here on this earth still doing the job. God bless you, and we're remembering you on this Mother's Day weekend. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today, and we praise your holy name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word that you've sent from heaven to earth. You sent this word that we might be able to endure in these last and terrible days that we are living in. So help us, Father, to get this word, internalize this word, and then live out this word that we might always walk in victory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. Say, Lord, bless my ears so they hear your word today. And bless my heart so it receives your word today. Because I acknowledge to you that my ways and thoughts are not like yours. But I'm here today transformed to change the way I think about endurance and faith. So I can always know by faith what your good, pleasing, and perfect will is for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If I don't say nothing else, you just said all that, you got blessed. If I don't say another word, you are blessed. But I'm going to say another word, a bunch of words, amen. Because today we're going to be talking about faith that endures, not just faith. Not just endurance, but faith that endures. Amen. It was Jesus who said, in this life, you're going to have trials, things that try you, and tribulations. Trials and tribulations. Now, we know Jesus did not speak idle words, so we will face many trials. And many things that try to trouble us. Amen. But he gave us a way out. He told us over there when he said that to be of good cheer. And you will be like, you just told me trials and tribulations. Now you want me to do my holy dance? I don't know, Jesus. I need some more explanations. He said, because I've overcome. And because he overcame, we are overcomers. Amen. I don't know how we think that we're going to go through this life and have less trouble than what Jesus had. I mean, he is God, right? God wrapped up in flesh and became human just like us. His mother Mary gave him a human body, had his father's nature. So he wasn't born with a sin nature, but he was sure enough born with a human body just like ours, and it was subject to every single temptation, and he was tested in every single point just like we are. Amen? So Jesus knows what it's like to have to, see, we don't want to get these two mixed up. We seem to think faith and endurance is the same thing. It's not. Faith is one thing, and faith allows you to endure. Without faith, you can forget about enduring. Now, let's get faith straight first, because I hear a lot of people talking about, I'm believing God for this. I'm believing God for that. Well, faith is more than believing, just believing. Faith is what you believe. You know, in Hebrews chapter 1, it tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So in other words, when we read the Bible and we see what God says and we know that it applies to us, we have hope. Why? Because God said something and we can put our hope in what God said, and it becomes the confidence, the substance, amen, of the things we're hoping for. So in other words, even though we don't have what we're hoping for, we endure till we get it. Why? Because God said it. So simply put, faith is knowing what God said about whatever it is you're facing, amen, and God have said we cannot face a thing that God haven't talked about. There is a word from the Lord. You are not going through something that God didn't think about. The Lord does not have to, has never, since the Bible's been written, okay, has never had to be amended. So you cannot have a problem that God does not know about, and you will not face a problem that God has not already given you the faith to endure. So faith is knowing what God said. Faith is not sitting around believing real hard for God to give you a car or some money or a house. See, that's what we call at Runner for Christ retarded Christianity. Because Jesus clearly told us in Matthew 6:33, this is how it worked for kingdom kids. He said, seek ye first God's kingdom. That means his kingdom and authority, his rule over us, his authority over us. Seek that and his righteousness. That means seek God's, what he told us in the beginning, holy and righteousness. We were made in his image to be holy and like him. So righteousness means thinking, acting, and doing like him. And you can't think and act and do like him if you don't even know what he said. Amen? So the Lord says to us, if we just spend all of our time seeking him and the way he wants us to live like him, he'll add stuff to us. And I hear a whole lot of Christians, I'm believing God for a house. That's retarded Christianity. And what I mean by the word retarded, I'm talking about backwards. In drag racing, you can get more power or less power by advancing or retarding your distributor. I'm not talking about retarded people. I'm talking about the word retarded, and in this context, it means backwards. You're doing anything, you believe in God for things God told you he would give you if you just tried to get to know him. Amen? So faith is knowing what God said. That gives you hope. And it becomes the evidence or gives us confidence that we will get what we're hoping for simply because God said it. Amen. God told Moses to stretch out that rod against the Red Sea, and he did. And he stood there from the middle of the night to early in the morning, and that sea parted. God told Moses, take that stick, throw it in that old bitter water called Marah, meaning bitter. Amen. And guess what? Moses did what God said, and the water got sweet. The people told Moses, we ain't got nothing to eat. You done brought us out here to starve to death. At least the Egyptians was giving us raggedy meals to eat. God told Moses, tell the people to calm down. Tomorrow, birds going to fall out the sky. And not just birds, but quail If you went to a restaurant and ordered quail, you'd be spending some money. God don't know how to do things cheap. Amen. But what am I saying? They did what God told them to, and they got what God said they would get. Now, stop believing God for things. Get some sense in your head and start believing God for things God said you could believe him for. Amen. Stop decreeing and declaring things God ain't never talked about, especially ain't gave you the power to decree or declare anything. He decrees, he declares, and we walk in that. We decree, we declare what he decreed and declared. We can't decree and declare nothing. Jesus said, you can't turn one hair white or black. You can't cause yourself to grow one inch. Amen. Except you abide in me, you can't do nothing. Amen. So abiding in him means abiding in his word. We're talking about faith that endures. We're not talking about faith that falls apart when something happened. Listen to what James said. I'm coming from James chapter 1. I preached this at our church, but I ain't have the time I got now. Amen. In James chapter 1, at verse 2, listen to what the Lord say. Dear brothers and sisters, don't you like that? Jesus calls us brothers and sisters because this is the inspired word of God, not the inspired word of James, but it's the inspired word of God. And he says, dear brother, God told James, Holy Ghost said to James, because, you know, Peter tells us that these folks were guided by the Holy Spirit as they wrote. So the Holy Ghost told Peter, because Jesus told the Holy Ghost, go read John chapter 16, 12 through 15, where it says the Holy Ghost going to come tell us what Jesus told us. Amen. So the Holy Ghost told James, when you write, James, write, dear brothers and sisters. That right there preaches itself. We Jesus is brothers and sisters. Amen. He's our elder brother. You hear Pastor Jonathan Tate refer to him in that way all the time. He is our elder brother. Amen. Somebody needs some help with that. Go with me. We're just going to pick a passage over in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 where he calls us brothers and sisters. Amen. We're going to, now this is about something else. This is about unbelievers, but I just want to get to verse 18. Where the Lord says, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. You know what that makes us? Jesus Christ's little brothers and sisters, that he might be, amen, as Colossians tells us, the first among many brothers and sisters. So we are Jesus's brothers and sisters. And so James begins his writing in verse 2 saying, dear brothers and sisters. So he's talking to us who have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. He calls us brothers and sisters. Watch what he tells us. He says, when troubles of any kind, do you have any kind of trouble? When any kind of trouble comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy, for you know that when your faith is tested. Now, what does he mean when your faith is tested? First, we need to deal with consider it great joy. Are you kidding me? Trouble has come my way, and I say, Jesus. And Jesus say what? And I say, Jesus, trouble has come my way. And Jesus say, well, consider that great joy. Don't even make sense, do it. I tell you, heaven, his ways and his thoughts are not like ours, because we don't say this is a happy day when we get a bill we can't pay. When we go to see the doctor, and the doctor like, ooh, do you have Jesus? Because I got some news for you. You're going to need Jesus. Amen. But Jesus says these are opportunities for great joy, not just joy, but great joy. Why would you put the word great in front of that? Well, here's why. For you know when your faith is tested, when God has said something and you are standing on what God has said, you trusting, leaning, and relying on what God has said, well, guess what? Your faith is going to be tested, and what God said is going to be tested. God said don't have sex outside of marriage. I'm going to make it real plain for you. Have you ever messed up? Amen. You are being tested. When God said do not have sex outside of marriage, guess what? When the opportunity came for you to have sex outside of marriage, guess what? Your faith was being tested. God said sex outside of marriage in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 is not what he called us to. So we have a word from the Lord concerning sex, right? See, everybody understand this. Even kids understand this. Some of them, amen, they got a phone. They understand it. They probably, amen, no telling where they've been. But anyway, your faith has been tested. God says when you get a bill and can't pay it, as Pastor Terrence Tate just quoted over in Philippians chapter 4 around verse 6, it says, don't worry about anything. But you got a bill in your hand you can't pay. The Lord said, don't worry about anything. He said, instead, pray about that thing. Tell God what you need. And remember what God has already done. You'll get the perfect peace. See, your faith is going to be tested. And so he says, count it all joy when you get the opportunity to grow your faith. Your endurance has a chance to grow. That's the key. Your faith is being tested because God wants to grow your endurance. He wants your endurance to get to the place where Paul and Silas got to. They got to that place where they could sit in the Philippian jail after being beaten and thrown in the dungeon and sing praises to God at midnight. See, God wants you to hear bad news and say, Lord, this is bad news. I acknowledge this is bad news, but I'm trusting, leaning, and relying on you because your word says, with this bad news, I can cast this care right on you. This burden is heavy. So, Jesus, I need you. Amen. And when you do that, guess what? Jails get to toe up. Red Seas start parting. A Pharaoh and them, the things that's chasing you, that was a big old problem, that was testing your faith, gets tore up. And then it's on to the next test. So he says, let it grow. Hey, man, don't hate the trials of your faith. Thank God for the trials of your faith because your endurance has a chance to grow. Because guess what? In this life, until you leave this life, you're going to face trials and tribulations. You can't cry your way out of them. You can't depress your way out of them. You can't sad your way out of them. You can't find enough friends to talk your way out of them. My mama used to tell me, you know, talking about Mother's Day, my mother used to say, look, when God get on you, can't nobody get God off you, amen, but God. It says over in 2 Corinthians 15, it was talking about God troubled the people with every kind of trouble. So if the Lord is allowing you or troubling you with every kind of trouble, guess what? He has already given you what you need by faith that endures, that will help you to endure. So James says in verse 4, let it grow. Don't be crying because you got to go through this and go through. Well, okay, I cry a lot. But I cry out to Jesus a lot. But anyway, he says, let it grow. Don't worry about it. Don't try to beat it up. Knock it down because you already have the faith. When Peter sank out there walking on that water by faith, Jesus said, come. One word, C-O-M-E. And Peter walked out on faith on that word. If when the winds came up, he would have endured. When his faith got tested, he had faith to believe Jesus. He could walk on water, and he got on water and walked. And then his faith got tested. Winds popped up. Waves popped up. Thunder and lightning started flashing all over the place and making all kind of noise. He took his mind off the word of God. And guess what happened when we do that? He sank. Amen. So James says, when we face with tests like that, let it grow. For when your endurance, did you hear what he said? When your endurance is fully developed, God's developing. Why you go, see, we don't cry when we go to the gym. Well, I do. We don't cry when we go to the gym. We don't cry when we work out. We be in there pumping that weight. Spot me, man. You know, we be getting that in. We be getting our walk on. We just walk and walk and walk 2-3 miles. We walk, right? And we ain't walking around crying. We developing our endurance. Our endurance is being fully developed. And you'll be perfect and complete, needing nothing. That does not mean nothing's going to happen. That does not mean you exempted yourself from trials and tribulations. Just because you work out don't mean you ain't going to get tired. I work out 3 hard workouts a week, and the rest I just do some walking or something like that. But I do 3 hard workouts a week. Amen. And I know, and it's hard. It's not easy. But I know what I'm doing. I'm developing my body so it can endure. Jesus telling me all the time, I'm like, Jesus, I'm not as young as I used to be. He said, you want to keep walking? I said, yeah. He said, keep walking. Amen. He said, you want to be strong? Keep working out. You want to be weak? Sit around and watch TV. You want to be weak? Eat anything you want to eat. And don't do no exercise. Just wait on health to come. It don't work like that, y'all. Jesus said in Philippians 1:6, I'm working on you, and I'm going to keep working on Jesus like a trainer. He know where you're weak at. How many of y'all remember when Job said, the thing I feared the most, it didn't happen to me. So you just have to look at what happened. Lost all his wealth, lost all his friends. His wife told him to cuss God out so he'll kill you, you'd be better off. And then his friends, the status in the community, all that's gone. Now he's the poorest man in the East, and he tore up from the floor up and sick and can't get well. But Job said that I know that my Redeemer liveth and that I shall stand upon the earth at the latter day. In other words, he knew he was going to get through that mess, and he didn't have nearly the word of God that we have. Amen. But he endured. Because he had faith in who God was and what God said, he endured until he got what? Double for his trouble. But he had to go through it. He counted it a great joy because he knew his faith was being tested. No, he ain't like it. And yea, told God, I ain't like this. I don't understand this. This is tripping me all the way out. But no matter what his friends said, no matter how the crowd looked at him, no matter what his losses were, no matter how his wife, who felt sorry for him, just wanted him to give up his life, he'd be better off. None of that stopped him from wanting to talk to the Lord. None of it. So he let it grow. When you let your faith grow, when your endurance gets developed, in other words, you're tougher. When I started working out, I got a CardioGlide. And I started out on 1. There's this tensioner. It's a shock on there that tensions at 10 pounds. Each time you turn this, turn it up 10 pounds. It works with my own weight. So I started working out with about 220 pounds. But when I turned that tensioner to 2, now I'm working out with 240 pounds because each one, the number 1 is 10 pounds. When I went to 2, in other words, Jesus, how do I know when to go to the next number? He said, when this number feel like nothing, go to the next number. And so apparently, guess what? I had to, by faith, keep on working out like Jesus told me to. And guess what? My endurance built up. I was tearing that 1 up. It felt like the thing was broke. But then when I turned it to 2, oh, I felt that weight. Well, now I'm up to 6. Yeah. And it goes all the way up to 9. That means there'll be 90 pounds added to my own weight. So 220 plus 90. And that's what I'll be working out with 3 days a week. But I started at 1. So he says, let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect and complete, need nothing. Now watch this. You like, Pastor, you done talked a whole lot of talk. But how do I actually get through this? How do I learn how to endure? If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he'll give it to you. Won't charge you for it. You know how some people need you to send them $1,000 so they can send you that blessing? Well, Jesus don't do that. That's why I read the Bible, and I'm not sending you nothing. Amen. Unless if you bless me like Dr. Tony Evans, then I will bless you back. But I ain't sending you no $1,000 to have Jesus do something for me through you. You ain't Jesus. He says right here in verse 5, if you need wisdom on how to endure, get faith and endure, faith that endures, ask our generous God, and he'll give it to you. And guess what? He will not rebuke you for asking. He won't think you're dumb. He won't think you're stupid. He won't think you nothing like that about you. He'll be glad you asked. Okay? So if you lack wisdom on how to get through tough times, open up the Word of God. Every time I counsel somebody, every time I counsel somebody, I give them the Word of God. That's why I tell you there is a Word of God for whatever it is you're going through. Now that Word of God going to make you stand in that mess until God, until your faith endures you right out of it. Amen. Or you might have to be like Paul. Paul prayed to God three times to get rid of something. And the Lord said, no, my grace is sufficient for you to live with that. We ain't going to get out of everything. But the Lord says, if you need wisdom how to get through anything, you're going to have to look into my word. Or you can stand in your living room and say, God, I'm asking you how to endure. You're going to hear a small, still voice say, open my Bible. Open my Bible. I gave you a word. Amen. When I get to the place where I can't fix this thing, I don't know what to do with this thing, I grab this word. Cast that care on Jesus because he cares for me. Not cast that care on another human being. You know what we do? We call up another human being. We phone a friend or a family member. And then if they say they ain't going to help us, then we get mad at them and say, you ain't even a Christian because I asked you for help and you ain't even helped me. But Jesus didn't want them to help you. Jesus wants you to ask him. He never told you to go to them. He said, cast that care on me. Come unto me. He said, come unto them. Go unto them. He said in Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Now, where is that family friend at in that mix? Not in there. Jesus cut them off to get you to come to him. See, God don't need nobody to work for him. Who did God use to bring? Did he call DoorDash or Uber Eats to feed the children of Israel in the wilderness? Did they have to phone a friend or a family member to get some water to drink in the wilderness where it wasn't none of that? That's where you learn how to trust God. You learn what Jesus said over there in that second temptation. Amen. Well, first temptation, he told the devil, man ain't going to live by bread alone. So, yeah, I'm starving and I'm hungrier than hungry. I mean, you could hear my stomach growling around the world. But man ain't going to live by food alone, but by the word of God. Amen. But the devil's a tempter. So look, the Lord says if you need wisdom on how to endure through tough times, ask me. And when he says ask me, search the Bible. They got so much information out today. I got a book over here that tell you what prayer to pray for what kind of problem you got. Whatever your problem is, this is what you pray. And they got scriptures and everything to go with it. So there is no excuse for us not being able to find out where there's a scripture that we can apply to our current situation that we're going through, put faith in what God said, and that faith will help us to endure all kinds of troubles. And know this, brothers and sisters, just because you got through this storm don't mean that you're not going right into another one. All you need to do is read about Jesus. He went from one storm to another. Amen. It'd be a beautiful sunny day, and all of a sudden, boom, clouds everywhere, thunder and lightning. And that's the way it is, y'all. But we have to know this, that God, the devil, look, nothing is happening to you by happenstance. Nothing. Get that through your head. Nothing is happening to you by happenstance. It's all on purpose. All things. Come on, Jesus. All things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Now here's something as I come to a close. Listen to this and listen well. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. And God knows if you trust and lean in and relying on him. So don't be going to God and try to go to some other person, place, thing, or thought to get your need met. That's a sin. And God knows when you don't just trust him. So God's not going to put up, and Jesus said it like this over in Matthew chapter 5. He says, blessed are the pure in heart. They'll see God. Amen. You know what? Pure in heart. James says in 4 and 8, wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. God knows when you don't just trust him alone to meet all your needs. So a lot of folks' prayers don't get answered because you be coming with your little boyfriend or girlfriend, and God don't play that. God knows if you don't just trust him alone. He watches everything you do, everything you say, everybody you go to get your needs met that's not him. So the Lord says, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. And here's why. Do not waver. For a person with divided loyalty is unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Your needs not being met. Are you trusting God alone? God knows if you trust him alone. God knows if you're standing on his word in the storm. The Lord says their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. Amen. So if we want to know how, or if we want to have a faith that endures, then we need to know God's word, because that's the only way we're going to be able to endure the trials and the tribulations that we face on a daily basis. And guess what? Here's some news you probably don't want. Amen. We're going to have trials and tribulations till we leave here. And we're going to get stronger in the faith every day. Listen, I want to read you something, and then I'm going to close. Look at verse 12. It says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Do you want to be blessed by God? Amen. God makes happy those who patiently endure testing and temptation, who endure. That means they go through. They keep trusting. They keep believing. They keep leaning. They keep relying through the test and the temptation. Listen to this. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to all those who love him. And remember, when you're being tempted, don't say, God's tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. Why? Because you're a child of God, and God can't allow you to have no sin plants all around you, all up in your life. Amen. Let me close with this. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Lean and rely on the Lord. And lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge his word, and it will give guidance to your feet. It will light up the path. It will be a lamp for you so you don't trip and stumble where you're going. It will be a light for you so you can see where you're going. Amen. Listen to Philippians 4. Then I'm going to close. Starting at verse 4. Always be full of joy in the Lord. Now, this is the word of God. This is where you put your faith. Okay? When you're going through trouble, think about the trouble you're in right now. Think about the prayer you have on the altar right now that you're waiting on God to answer. Listen to what the Lord says while you're waiting. Always be full of the joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming back soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has already done. Then you will experience God's peace. But you won't experience if you worry about everything, which exceeds anything we can understand. But it won't exceed anything that we can understand if we don't pray about everything and tell God what we need and thank him for what he has already done. We will never know his peace that guards our hearts and minds as we live in Christ Jesus if we worry about everything. Don't pray about anything. Tell everybody but God what we need, and we don't remember nothing he has already done. You won't experience God's peace that surpasses any understanding, and your heart won't be guarded the next time something comes up. Why? Because we have not put faith in what God said. So as you go through this week, there will be things to worry about, but instead, you're going to pray about it. You're not going to tell everybody you know, but you're going to tell God what you need. And then you're going to remember what God has already done. And guess what? You're on your way to endurance. You got the faith that endures. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give so much thanks to you today and so much praise because you have given us a faith that endures. You've given us your word, and we have read your word. And then when trouble comes, the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance a word for the trouble we're going through. And we remember, Lord, what you did before to other troubles that we had. And, Father, we enter into that perfect peace. No, the problem is still there. No, the bill ain't paid. No, we ain't got all the way healed yet or at all. But we're already in perfect peace before any of that happens. We're waiting on that to catch up with us. Paul and Silas praised you, Father, in a Philippian jail, not after they got out, but while they were in. Their release, their deliverance had to catch up with them. Your blessing and your grace and your mercy and your favor had already took hold in them. Your faith that gave them the power to endure was already there. Their deliverance had to catch up with them. You said it in your word that blessings should run us down and overtake us. You told us that in Deuteronomy chapter 28. We ain't got to chase no blessings, but if we fully obey and carefully follow all that you have said in your word concerning this, that, or the other, you said that blessings would run us down and overtake us. You said in those first 14 verses in Deuteronomy 28 that all that stuff would be automatic, all because we carefully follow and fully obey your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for them 66 books. Thank you for praying for us. You said over there in John chapter 17 that you wasn't just praying for your disciples right there under your voice, but you were praying for all of us who would believe on you according to their word. They wrote the words that led us to you, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and now we're all saved. And you gave us a word for every single situation. So thank you, Lord, for giving us a faith that endures. Help us to walk in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Crystal, there you go.
Yes, I got it.
Ooh, Jesus.
Amen. I know, right. Wait a minute. Well, look, it was a blessing to hear a word from you. You know, you said so much, and it's such an on-time word, but there is so much going on in this world, and life is just hard. Life is just flat out hard. The Christian life is hard, but it's a heck of a lot easier when you got Jesus than if you ain't got no covering and Satan is just beating you down and dragging you all up and down and through the street, okay? So Jesus told us that life will be hard, but he also told us that he overcame everything. And so if Jesus is an overcomer and was an overcomer, because we have this Holy Spirit, we can overcome as well. And the only way to overcome is to have faith and endure the things that we have to go through in this life that is very, very difficult. And I've said for a long time, if Jesus is all you have, then you have all that you need, because people can't provide you with everything. The world can't provide you with anything. Nobody can give you what Jesus can give you. And if you have him, you have everything that you need. So, Pastor, that was an amazing, on-time, perfect word for us today. It's an awesome way to start out the month of May. So thank you so much for the word that you brought to us today. Go get you some water and something to just kind of bring it down a little bit, because that was awesome. And we are so grateful and we appreciate so much the word of God that you brought to us today. Amen. Amen. So, hey, y'all, good morning. It's Saturday, May 7th. It's the first Saturday in the month of May. And so just a couple of announcements for you all. Sunday, May 8th, which is tomorrow. Amen. It's Mother's Day. Happy early Mother's Day to all of our Blog Talk listeners all around the world. We will have our in-person worship service at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song and in worship. We will hear the preached word by our guest preacher, Minister Lachelle Anderson. You are welcome on this Mother's Day to come on in and partake in service with us. Amen. All we ask is that you wear a mask. If you don't have one, we will provide you with one. You can also listen to our services on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. by visiting our church website at rfcm.org and clicking on Recorded Sunday Services if you are not comfortable with or ready to come out and worship with us in person. Amen. Amen. Also, as a reminder, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn will be on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled Bring Back the Family. Amen. Please don't forget to tune in and give her your support. Amen. Also, every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we have our Bible reading class here on Blog Talk Radio. Deacon Eric Reed will be teaching from the Book of Psalm, chapters 140. Questions are available online at our church website, rfcm.org. An email has been sent for those of us to get them via email. And also, if you are in person in service on Sunday, they are on the back table. So when you go to our church website, rfcm.org, just make sure to click on Bible classes and the questions will be there available for you. Also, speaking about the back table, make sure you check it. There's all types of good stuff back there. Sometimes there's snacks back there. You get books and notes and coupons and all types of good stuff back there. So make sure you always check the back table either on your way in or on your way out of the sanctuary. Amen. Also, as a reminder, I don't say this all the time because y'all should pretty much know, but every class and every service, whether it's Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Reverend Richard Overall, who comes on Tuesdays at 4 p.m., any class and any service that we have here on Blog Talk Radio is recorded, it's archived, and it's free. Amen. So you just got to go to our church website, rfcm.org. And if you click on the Blog Talk Radio tab, you will get all of our classes and our services from day one, from 2009. You can get your whole Christian life together just listening to Blog Talk Radio. And again, it's all free. Amen. Amen. Every Saturday, Bondage Breaker Ministries holds their ladies' Bible class from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, go to rfcm.org and click on our Christian Resources tab. You'll get the information to participate in the ladies' Bible class if you'd like to. And Pastor Janice Tate is the teacher for that class. Amen. Also, if you want to pay your tithes or any give any offerings, rfcm.org, of course, is the place to go. Click on tithes and offerings if you would like to give to the preacher that preached today. We know how Pastor is, and when we're in person on Sundays, Pastor, you know, there is no offering taken up for him, but he did preach for us today, and he did bring us an amazing on-time word. So if you would like to give a love offering for Pastor, I know how he feels about that, but I'm not going to not say it. Amen. If you would like to give a love offer for Pastor O, please go to our church website and click on tithes and offerings and just annotate that you want to give a love offering, and then make sure that it says for Pastor O, and we will see to it that he receives it. Amen. So the Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness in sharing with us and with them. Amen. Amen. So That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And when you pray first, amen, we heard about this today, when you pray first and give everything to God first, not people, not things, not taking your cares to everybody else but the Lord, amen, when you pray first, over time you will find yourself not only praying and putting God in his proper place, but praying continually, amen, which is what the verse is asking us to do. So we ask your continued prayers for those who are sick, those who are shut in, hospitalized, incarcerated. Of course, pray for one another personally. Make sure, of course, to pray for yourself. Please don't forget to pray for our children, our nation, the world, our leaders, as they're constantly facing major decisions that affect all of us in some way, shape, or form. Those who are missing and exploited, or those who are suffering, you know, from any type of abusive situations. Please continue, of course, to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world, and so much more. We also want to make sure that we continue to pray for all those who are bereaved. Continue to pray for all those who are in Ukraine and everyone who lives in that country that are still trying to, you know, flee for their lives. Again, for our president and all the leaders of this country, that they are guided and led in the right direction for the United States. Amen. We know that the list of things to pray for is inexhaustible. So just make sure to constantly bring your cares and concerns to the Lord first. Amen. We also want to ask special prayers for all of our wonderful mothers and mother, Running for Christ Ministries. I can't talk today, y'all. At Running for Christ Ministries, please continue to pray for Mother Irma Miller, who prays God is now home. Continue to pray for Tyrone Hamilton. Continue to pray for who we call our mothers on the move at Run for Christ Ministries. In addition to Mother Irma Miller, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Amen. Also continue to pray for Anita Chambers, Deaconess Lisa Thornton, and her family. Amen. Amen. So it's a new month. Amen. Month of May. So happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all over the world who celebrated in these first couple days in May, or who will be celebrating in this month. We know people celebrate their birthdays. It's the whole month is my birthday month. So happy birthday to everyone. Right now, I have one birthday on my list. All right. And that's Deacon Rayfield Rogers. Amen. And he will be celebrating his birthday on the 19th of this month. So much love and cupcakes and roses and kittens and sprinkles to Deacon Rayfield Rogers. We don't get to see him all the time, but his spirit is always with us, and we absolutely love him. So happy, happy birthday to him. Amen? Amen. So because tomorrow women around the world will be celebrating Mother's Day, I have a poem that I'd like to read entitled A Mother's Love. There's no love like a mother's. Her heart is filled with care. With Christ as her example, her Savior's love she'll share. A mother's love is endless, not changing for all time. When needed by her children, a mother's love will shine. God bless these special mothers. God bless them, everyone, for all their tears and heartache and special work they've done. When days on earth are over, a mother's love lives on. Through many generations, God's blessings on each one. Be thankful for our mothers who love with higher love from power God has given and strength from up above. Amen. So now let us say a prayer together for all of our mothers. Amen. Loving Father, we ask you to bless all of our mothers today. May they feel the joys of motherhood every day. In their struggles, giving us livelihood, may your love and compassion be with them always. May every mother feel today, may every mother feel pride and beauty of the family that they bear. Through all the pain and sorrow, keep them in your strength and grace. Lord, we pray in gratitude for our mothers and for all the women who have joined with you in the wonder of bringing forth new life. You who became human through a woman, grant to all mothers the courage they need to face the uncertain future that life with children always brings. Give them the strength to live and to be loved in return, not perfectly, but humanly. Give them the faithful support of husband, family, and friends as they care for the physical and spiritual growth of their children. Give them joy and delight in their children to sustain them through the trials of motherhood. And most of all, give them the wisdom to turn to you for help when they need it the most. Amen? Amen. And from all of us, all mothers everywhere, whether you are a biological mom, a grandmom, a great-grandmom, stepmom, second mom, foster mom, adoption mom, neighborhood mom, or church mom, a very happy, blessed, and restful Mother's Day weekend. Amen. We know that a mother's work is never done, but tomorrow we're going to rest. We're not going to do nothing. Amen. Amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen. See, Crystal, the reason I wasn't ready is because your fault. You'd be so, crystal.
I'm so crystally about stuff, you know.
I know, that was crystal clear. Oh, God. You know, it's been a while since I preached on Blog Talk Radio. This is the second time this year so far. Amen.
Yep.
I just thank God for the opportunity, but I'm telling you, it's different. I love it here. I wish I could preach here on Blog Talk Radio, and Jonathan, Janice, and Terrence, they can preach at the church, and Sarah.
Amen.
And I just preach here. So much easier
Amen.
When you ain't looking at nobody's face.
And, right, and it's funny because when Blog Talk started for you, that was not where you were at. So you have truly evolved, and we appreciate that because we know it's not easy to preach, no matter if you're talking to yourself on Blog Talk, in front of people, on the corner. It don't matter. It's hard to do anyway. So we know that
it's
when
hard to do.
Blog Talk Radio started, we know it was hard. But you have evolved. Praise God.
That was Kathy, the one that got me over my fear. It only took me 8 months to get myself together. And
that's
in August of 2009, that's when we started.
Amen.
The first show
Amen.
I ever
and
did
here
was
you are.
50, all these years later. And the first show I ever did was 15 minutes, and I didn't tell anybody because I hoped and prayed that I would just be the only one. But Jesus, who can't keep a secret, went and told 15 people, and they were tuned in, and I saw them people. I'm like, well, how did they find out? He said, I told them.
So
after the 15 minutes, then we went to two-hour shows and did that for like 10 years.
Yeah,
and
every
then,
day.
It was a blessing.
Every day. Yes, it was.
It was
and now people can go back because even when the tribulation period comes and, you know, the church is no longer here, people will still be seeking the Lord, and we will have all of these Blog Talk Radio shows for decades, amen, on there for people to be able to listen to. And on every single show, you can get saved, amen. So it's been set up. You know, it's been set up. So there's no excuse at this point. If you are not accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior with everything that's out here for you to be able to tap into the Word and tap into Jesus, you are doing it on purpose. You are rejecting Him on purpose. And so you're making a choice. So you just need to know and make your election sure, because when time is up, there are no do-overs. Amen? There's no do-overs. So.
Amen. Get it now.
Get it now.
Why
and for
it's
free
available.
On Blog Talk Radio. Duh. And for
exactly.
free on YouTube. And for free on the Blog Talk. And for free on the DVD. And for free on the podcast. And, I mean, everywhere. Okay? It's everywhere.
Free
zero
everywhere.
It's free. Free everywhere. Free everywhere. Amen.
Well, I got some car washing to do.
Yes.
So we
got to get
on thank
with
you, Crystal.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Be blessed. Tell Mira we say what's up.
And you too. I know my poor baby got the flu. Amen. Pray for him.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Tell him you don't want
I
the
know.
Flu, so next time don't get the flu. Get some candy or some pop or something. Don't
get
the flu.
Else. Hello, okay? Can you please get something else? Not that.
All right, take care of that knee. Don't be running around the house.
trying not to even try to walk without falling. Praise God. Help Jesus. Help. Lord save
you. Amen. Be blessed, Crystal. We'll see you.
Amen. All right.
Amen. I thank God for the word that he gave us today, and I pray that you are blessed by it and learn how to have faith that endures. When you don't have faith that endures, the Lord will send you test after test after. They're going to keep coming because Satan runs this world, and we're here serving God, his will on earth as it is in heaven, right? Amen. But Satan don't like us. And so we are, we have the power to tear down his kingdom, and he knows that, and go in behind enemy lines, and since we work behind enemy lines, and snatch out people for the kingdom of God. And so he hates us. So the Lord wants us to have faith that endures. We cannot fall out and pass out every time something happens, because guess what, y'all? Stuff is going to, read the Bible, and look what Jesus went through. And then ask yourself, am I going to go through less? Jesus said, if they've hated me, how much more will they hate you? And what he meant was, I am who I am. I am, I am. And they hate me. And you belong to me. And you say and do the things I said and did. So they're going to hate you even more. Amen. But we don't have to worry about that. Why? Because we win. Go read Revelation 21 and 22 and get your holy shoes on and dance till you ain't got no more souls, because we win. This thing is already wrapped up. We can't lose. There is nothing that can happen to us between earth and heaven that can stop God's program for us. Did you notice what I said? We on God's program. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hope you got faith that endures today. And I'm going to find us a song to close with. Again, it's another old song. It's by a group that you probably never heard of. It's called the Spinners. Amen. But anyway, after we do this benediction, we're going to close with that song. I want to thank everybody. Thank Deaconess Kathy Clyburn for double duty today, presiding and doing the brand new scripture and prayer. I want to thank Pastor Terrence Tate for that awesome altar call. Hope you took everything to the Lord and left it there and trust in God. I don't know if you trust in him, if you left it there and you're happy. But if you still carrying it and you still sad and tripping, then you haven't trusted God. So we pray that you, amen, find faith. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Here's a song by the Spinners right after this benediction called Sadie. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the whole church said, amen.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory.
One Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with a Lord of glory. We learned the whole story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie.
cotton candy. Stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song. Oh, Sadie Mae,
don't you know
still loving us all in your special way? Well, well, well.
Mama from a jail cell, and who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back, but the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was giving, and mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone, trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
and dear mama,
please, no one above
you. You all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.